This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 313 for Friday, March 19th. I'm Phil Franz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Friday morning, as investors continue to book profits on their large net long positions. Canola is down by $2 to $9. The May contract down $2.90 at $751.20 per ton. New crop November down $6.80 at $604.50. The nearby May contract has fallen by roughly $50 per ton off its highs hit earlier this week, with a move below the 50-day moving average yesterday seen as bearish from a chart standpoint. The May contract had lost nearly $9 in overnight activity but recovered as the North American day session got underway. Strength in Chicago soybeans and a soft tone in the Canadian dollar today did provide some support. Ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies also helped underpin the futures, with any losses still seen as a buying opportunity from an end-user standpoint. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat is posting losses. Soybeans up 16 cents in the May contract at $14.08 per bushel. The advancing Brazilian harvest and improving weather conditions in Argentina were a bit bearish, although supportive chart signals kept beans underpinned. Another 24-hour strike by port workers in Argentina was also supportive. Corn was underpinned by solid export demand today, with the May contract up 6 cents at $5.53 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 800,000 tons of corn to China this morning. That marked the fourth large sale in a row this week. Chart-based corrective trade ahead of the weekend contributed to the gains after corn lost some ground yesterday. Meanwhile, wheat is lower across the board, with improving U.S. crop conditions weighing on prices. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the May contract at $6.22 per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in May at $5.82 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 4 cents in the May contract at $6.26 per bushel. Moisture maps compiled by the U.S. Drought Monitor showed improved conditions in most key winter wheat growing regions of the Southern Plains. However, North Dakota saw drought conditions worsen, and that likely helped temper the losses in spring wheat futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, March 19th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.